我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
在你所为我们所定的特别的日子。
On this day that you have ordained for us.
我们每一个人可以来到你的面前敬拜你。
And every one of us can come to worship you.
我们是坦然无惧的来到你的面前。
We came to you in confidence.
我们今天来到这里，我们定义要尊你为大。
We come and we want to fix our eyes onto you.
我们要敬拜你。
We are worship you.
我们也要听你的话。
We also listen to your words.
我们不但听，我们还要去行。
Not only to listen, but also to obey it.
你让我们不是听过了就忘了。
You taught us not to just listen and forget about it.
我们也感谢你，你自己赐给我们力量。
We also thank you for giving us the strength.
让我们能够做对的决定。
So that we can be your children.
能够讨你的喜悦。
Be pleasing to you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要看这一段经文呢，是主耶稣他重新肯定神借着摩西所颁布的律法。
The scripture we're going to read today is our Lord Jesus confirm again through Moses the law that was given to us.
不是要被废掉。
It's not to eliminate the law.
也不是因为人做不到，他就要把它废掉。
Not because we cannot perform it, therefore one eliminated.
他来了是为要成全神的律法。
He came to fulfill God's law.
不但他可以成全。
Not only he can fulfill it.
我们在我们的身上也可以成全。
In our life, we should also fulfill it.
这就是这个福音的大能。
This is the great power of the gospel.
使律法的意义能够成就在我们这些信的人的身上。
So the meaning of the law can be fulfilled in those who believed in him.
我今天我要你们思想的就是，题目就是要爱你的仇敌。
Today I want to consider is to love your enemies.
但是我后来想，我就想说，这个事情我从第六章开始看的时候，我就会发现这是积财宝在天上。
And then when I started reading chapter 6, this thing would be the same as accumulate your treasure in heaven.
以前有一些弟兄姐妹问我，他说牧师啊，这个积财宝在天上是什么意思啊？
So someone asked me, said, Pastor, what does it mean to store up treasure in heaven?
我们没有办法把地上的财宝跟送到天上去的。
We cannot send our treasure on earth into heaven.
你即使有黄金几千两，在天上没有用的。
Doesn't matter how many gold you have, it's no use in heaven.
你有多少房子，在天上都没有用的。
No matter how many houses you have, we cannot use it in heaven.
那么我们也可以听到有的人就说，哦，他说，那你把钱奉献到教会里面，你就是积财宝在天上。
Someone says, if you put all your money into the church, you are storing up in heaven.
这个也是啊。
This is one.
但是这不是我今天所要讲的。
But this is not what I'm going to be talking about.
我今天所要讲的是主耶稣他说当爱你的仇敌。
Today I said I'm talking about Jesus said you ought to love your enemies.
为那些逼迫你们的祷告。
And pray for those who persecute you.
你知道这就是积财宝在天上。
This is to store up treasure in heaven.
这就是你把你投资在天上。
This is how you invest in heaven.
我们今天从这个方向我们来看这一段经文。
So we're going to look at this passage from this perspective.
这段经文可以分成两段。
There are two sections of this
passage. 从38节到42节是一段。
From 38 to 42, that's one.
那么这一段我们可以说是从一个负面的或者是一种被动的一个角度来做事情。
So this section is a passive, is a negative discussion.
那么到从第43节一直到第47节呢，是一个积极的，而且是一个正面的，而且是一个主动的。
So from verse 43 to 47 is active, a way is a positive.
那么最后一节48节呢，它是第五章，可以说是第五章的一个总结。
So verse 48 is the conclusion of chapter 5.
我们今天只稍微提一下。
We just slightly mention it.
下一次如果神许可。
If the Lord willing.
我们可以再花一次的时间，我们来看第48节。
We can spend the time to study verse 48.
因为那里面牵涉到天父是完全的。
Because it involves our Heavenly Father is perfect.
那么在其他的经文呢，其他的书呢，就是福音书里面呢，就是说天父是圣洁。
So in most of the Gospel, it talks the Father is holy.
所以我们也要圣洁。
So we should be holy.
那么这个下一次我们会提哈。
This we will discuss next.
今天我们先看这些经学家，这些拉比。他们所流传下来的。
Today we're going to look at the things left from the rabbis and the scribes.
第三十八节，他说：“你们听见有话说，记得哈，这是主耶稣，他把他的解释跟这些经学家他们的解释分开的。”
So in verse 38, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said." He used this separate himself from the scribes.
因为他后面马上就说。只是我告诉你们
，because immediately he says, but I tell you.
他讲什么呢？他说以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
What did he say? Eye for eye and the tooth for tooth.
如果你们要看的话，这是从出埃及记第21章24节，还有利未记24章19节到20节那边出来的。
So this came from Exodus and Deuteronomy.
那么经学家，这是他们的解经方法啊。
This is the way the scribes interpret the Bible.
他们很简单的，就是断章取义。
So they talk about it very simply, but they took it out of the context.
所以使他们会误解圣经。
So many times they misunderstood the Bible.
在那个地方，在出埃及记那个地方，是指的维护一个社会的一个公正和一个社会的秩序。
So in the Exodus, it meant to maintain an order in the society.
所以如果有人伤了一个人的眼睛
，If somebody hurt someone's eye,
他的这个社会给他的审判是什么呢？就是要把他又用一个眼睛来还。
So the society asked him to repay with his own eye.
这是一个社会对一个人的一个刑罚。
This is a punishment. From the society to a
目的是为了维持一个社会的公正和一个社会的秩序。
So it's to maintain the justice and order of the society.
如果一个犯罪的人他不受制裁
，If a sinner does not receive accept the punishment，
他不赔偿受害人的损失
，He doesn't repay the damage to whoever he sinned against。
这个社会秩序就会越来越坏。
And the order of a society will become worse.
他在那里不是指的个人方面的。
He's not talking about the individual.
但是主耶稣他讲的就不一样。
But Lord Jesus is speaking something different.
他让我们看见一个属神的，一个属天国的子民的义是什么样子。
He taught us to see what is the righteousness of a heavenly person.
所以39节主耶稣他说只是我告诉你们不是这个样子。
So in verse 39 he said, but I tell you this is not so.
啊他那么不自己报仇。
Do not repay yourself.
不是以眼还眼以牙还牙。
It's not to pay an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
而是什么呢而是不要与恶人作对。
It's not,What it is not to be against the resist the evil person.
那么第二个是什么呢
？What's the second part?
那就是在44节那边。
It's in verse 44.
那么43节，他说：“你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。”
In verse 43, you have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbors and hate your enemy."
这个也是在旧约里面出来的。
This also came from the Old Testament.
但是旧约里面只讲说要爱你的邻舍。
But in the Old Testament tells us only to love your neighbor.
后面没有恨你的仇敌。
Did not say hate your enemy.
是他们自己加上来的。
That's what they added.
一样的，这些经学家，这些拉比，他们不但是断章取义。
So here, similarly, those rabbis not only they took it out of the context.
他们这样子解释摩西的律法。
They interpret the law of Moses.
他们又加上他们认为是对的东西。
They also add what they thought was right.
另外一个，他们的邻舍是谁呢？
Another question, who is their neighbor?
他们为什么要把那个要恨你的仇敌加上去呢？
Why do they add hate your enemies?
他们的邻舍是什么呢？他们的邻舍就是跟他们一样的人。
Who's their neighbor? The neighbor is the people who are just like them.
这是在路加福音第十章我们那边看到的。
We can see that in Luke chapter 10.
那么他们的邻舍是什么呢？就是那些人跟他一样有同样的地位，社会地位的人。
So their neighbor is those who have the same social position.
跟他们一样有同样的知识的人。
Have the same knowledge like them.
有同样的信仰和背景的人。
Have the same faith and background like them.
但是主耶稣说不是这个样子。
But Jesus said this is not so.
天国的子民的意思是什么呢？就是要爱你的仇敌。
The righteousness of heavenly citizen is to love your enemy.
要为你的仇敌祷告。
And pray for your enemies.
这个就是今天这两段经文，让我们看见主耶稣他的跟经学家完全不同的。
So this is what we can see how our Lord Jesus is different from those scribes.
这也是主耶稣他解释旧约律法他的方法。
This is the way our Lord Jesus interpreted the law of the Old Testament.
那我们现在先来看第一段。
That's the first section.
第一段，主耶稣他用了四个例子。
There are four examples in the first section.
我们如果仔细去看的话，你就会发现这是一个人的四种权利。
And here you can see a person's four rights.
就是四种权利受到侵害了。
So when there are four kinds of rights were advantage of.
第三十九节，他说有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来给他打。
So in verse 39, if somebody strike you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
他的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
他的意思就是说，一个人的尊严，他的权利受到了羞辱。
It's when a person'sAs his dignity was shamed.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要随便打人的脸光。
So brothers and sisters, do not easily slap somebody's face.
有些时候我们一气之下在家里面，要不然就是打太太的脸光。
Sometimes when you're angry at home, you may slap your wife's face,
要不然就是打小孩子的脸光。
Or you slap your children's face.
你知道，这是你伤了他们的自尊。
If you do so, you hurt their self-esteem.
千万不可以打的。
You cannot never do that.
我记得我以前我母亲她常常跟我讲一句话。
I remember my mother used to tell me.
她说男人呢，一个男人不要随随便便打女人。
So a man should not hit a woman.
他说：“这是我母亲讲的啊，不是天下的真言哈。
”This is what from my mother.
他说：“一个打女人的男人是禽兽。
”So a man who strikes a woman is an animal.
我从来没有看见我父亲打我的母亲。
I've never seen my father strike my mother.
在我父亲最生气的时候
，even when he was most angry,
他都不做的。
He would not do it.
你知道打小孩子的脸光啊，跟打他的屁股不太一样。
You know, when you slap somebody on the a child on the face, it's different from hit him on the buttock.
你知道，你打一个小孩子的屁股，他不一定记得。
If you hit on his buttock, he may not remember.
但是你如果打他的脸光，他记得的。
But if you slap his face, he will remember.
有年轻人就是跟我这样子讲过。
Some young people has told me.
所以我们中间如果有任何的人，我觉得很可能很多时候是弟兄会做这种事情。
I think oftentimes the brothers may do such thing.
当然可能女的也会做。
Of course, sometimes sisters might.
如果你曾经做过的话，
If you have done it,
你一定要请她原谅。
You need to ask their forgiveness.
要不然你过不去的。
Otherwise, you cannot pass it.
你知道主在十字架上也是这样子受羞辱。
You know, our Lord suffered such shame on the cross.
当他在受审判的时候，人家就用手打他的脸光。
When he was being judged, somebody slapped his face with hand.
他忍受了那个羞辱。
He has suffered such shame.
所以他告诉我们，他说有人打你的右脸，你连左脸也转过来给他打。
So if somebody slap on your right cheek, you turn your left to him too.
这是我们的尊严受到了羞辱。
It's when our dignity was shamed.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，那个杀身体的不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
所以 Bible tells, do not fear those who can only hurt your body but not your soul.
第二个，我们看第四十节。
And the second part of verse 40.
他说，如果有人告你，要拿你的里衣，连外衣也由他拿去。
If someone wants to sue you for your, take your tunic and let them also have your cloak.
这里面这个里衣跟外衣哈是有差别的。
There's a difference between the tunic and the cloak.
里衣只是穿在身上。
So the tunic was wear on your body.
那么外衣呢，不但是套在外面。
The cloak not only on the outside cover.
一个穷人家。
If for a poor person.
他晚上睡觉的时候，他是用他的外衣来做被盖。
So when he sleep at night, he used the cloak.Cover himself.
实际上我们看见这是他的一个保障，这是一个他的安全保障。
So this is safekeeping and also is his security.
所以主耶稣在这里告诉我们，他说你能不能把你安全的保障放出来。
So Jesus teaches us how to give up your own inner security.
弟兄姐妹，你的保障是什么？
So, brother says, what is your security?
在当时很穷的人，他们的保障就是他们的衣服。
For those days, for the poor person, their security is their clothing.
那你现在的保障是什么呢？
So, what is your security now?
是钱财吗？
Is your wealth?
是你的工作吗？
Is your work?
是你的 business 吗？
Is yours, 你的商业。
我们再看四十一节。
Let's see verse 41.
他说：“如果有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里路。
If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
这是当时罗马人统治犹太人的方法。
This is the way in those days the Romans controlled the Jews.
他们有一个法律。
They have a law.
就是说，一个罗马士兵他可以命令一个犹太人。”他只要看到他，他随时可以命令他帮他搬行李，帮他搬兵器。
So whenever the Roman soldier sees a Jewish person, he can order him to carry his baggage or carry his weapon.
替他走，替他扛那些东西走一里路。
So carry those things for him for 1 mile.
这个犹太人是不可以拒绝的。
And this Jewish person cannot resist.
意味着什么呢？
What does it mean?
意味着当时他们的自由的权利被剥夺了。
This symbolizes their right for freedom is taken away.
应用在我们现在是怎么样呢？
So what does it mean to our to us today?
就是我们的方便的自由没有了。
So the convenience, the freedom to be convenient is taken away.
好，我们再看第四十二节。
Well, I said verse 42.
他说有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。
So it says that give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
这是你的拥有一个东西的权利。
This is your right for possessions.
财物是我的。
Wealth is mine.
我要按我的意思分配。
I want to handle it according to my own will.
我爱给谁就给谁。
Whoever I want to give to as I please.
我不愿意给谁就不愿意给谁。
If I don't want to give someone, I won't give to someone.
一个天国的子民的意义不是这个样子。
But for the heavenly citizen, that means differently.
一个天国的子民，他的意义应该是看见这些东西都是神赐给他的。
So the righteousness of a heavenly citizen think all these things are given to him by God.
而且这些东西都是属地的。
And this all belong to God.
神借着这些东西来供应我们每日所需要的。
God used this to provide us our daily needs.
让我们不会饿肚子。
So we not be hungry.
其实饿肚子也不全是一个坏事，对不对？
So I sometimes to suffer from hunger may not be necessary.
现在我们一天到晚吃得饱饱的。
Now we eat fully.
从来没有感觉到肚子饿。
We have never sensed the hunger.
你知道我有一次看一个报告，他说对你的肝不好。
I read a report said this is not good for your liver.
你需要饿肚子的。
You need to feel the hunger.
这样子让你的肝会休息。
So your liver can rest.
这是题外话啊。
So this something additional.
这些东西都是属地的。
All this belong to you.
但是神也让我们带他来管理。
But God wants us to manage for him.
他要看我们一个人的品格是什么样。
He will see what is our character.
他也要看我们一个人的心思意念在哪里。
He wants to see our thoughts.
是不是？我们常常讲说，你要花点钱做些什么事情。世界上真的是有两样东西，我们是花的。
So sometimes we think we want to spend some money, but there are only two things we can spend in this world.
第一个就是金钱。
The first is money.
第二个呢
？What's the second?
就是时间。
It's our time.
金钱你是可以赚
，money you can earn，
但时间你不能赚
，but time you cannot。
金钱你可以存起来
，and money you can save。
你的时间你是不能存起来
，but time you cannot save。
所以我们中间如果有人你想要专利的话
，so someone if you want to accumulate wealth，
发明一个方法可以存时间
，you can invent a way to save time。
你会很赚钱的。
You make a lot of money.
不可能的。
But that's impossible.
那么神给我，让我们知道这些东西都不是我自己的能力赚来的。
So God is telling us, none of these things are earned by our own.
历代志那边告诉我们说，他说我们连赚资财的权，那个能力都是他赐给我们的。
He tells us, even the ability to earn money is given us by God.
这些东西不是我的。
Those things are not mine.
我只是一个管家。
I'm only a steward.
那么当我们看到人有需要的时候
,When we see people are in need,
我们应该要帮助他们。
We need to help them.
你知道这四个权利很多时候是我们人抓得紧紧不放的。
You know, this rights we often grasp so tightly, I'm willing to let go.
如果我们能够把这些东西松手
，If we can lose our hands，
我们就是积财宝在天上。
Then we are storing up treasure in heaven。
我们因为神的国和神的义，我们积财宝在天上。
So we store treasure in heaven according to God's righteousness and God's kingdom。
好，我们现在再看43节到48节。
Now we look 43 to 4 verse 48.
这个背景呢，是在利未记19章18节，还有马太福音22章34节到40节。
This was taken from Deuteronomy and Matthew.
刚才我讲过了，这些经学家不但是断章取义。
I just said not only they took things out of the context,
而且他们加上他们认为应该加上的东西。
They also add what they think ought to be there.
所以他们说，爱你的邻舍。
Therefore, they say, love your neighbor.
在摩西的律法上面是没有错的。
This is not wrong according to the Mosaic law.
但是他们在后面加上了一半。
That add another half.
所以这是他们的问题。
This is their problem.
主耶稣就告诉他们，他说：“只是我告诉你们。”
So Jesus says, "But I tell you."
你们应当爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
So love your neighbors and pray for those who persecute you.
这是天父的意。
This is the meaning of heaven.
因为他后面讲，他说他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
So that's why he said that our God let the sun shine on the righteous and the unrighteous, giving rain to the righteous.
这是天父的义。
This is the righteousness of our Father.
对不对？他很公正，他也很公平。
Is that true? He's very just.
我们在看见主耶稣在十字架上的时候，
When we saw our Lord Jesus on the cross,
他能够讲出，他能够跟天父有一个要求，他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
So he asked the Father, Oh Father, forgive them, they know not what they do.
你知道，他在这一段经文里面，他说，这样你们就可以做你们天父的儿子了。这个地方不是指的说你做了之后你就成为天父的儿子。
Here he says, if you're doing so, you can be the son of the Father. But it doesn't mean that you have to do this to be the son.
他是说因为你是天父的儿子。
He said, because you are son of the heavens.
所以你才会做出这样子的事情来。
Therefore, you can do such things.
天父这样子做。
The Heavenly Father does this.
那么他的儿子也会做同样的事情。
So his sons will do the same.
所以我们在主耶稣的身上就看见他做这些事情。
So we can see the things that God has done in Christ.
这样你就可以成为天父的儿子。
Then we can become sons of the Father.
这样你就把天父的儿子那个身份能够表现出来。
This way you can demonstrate that you are the son of the Father.
这就是你把财宝积在天上。
And this is what you store up treasure in heaven.
你为他祷告。
You pray for him.
你为你的仇敌祷告。
You pray for your enemies.
你爱你的仇敌。
You love your enemies.
就是你把财宝积在天上。
That's how you store up treasure in heaven.
接下去他又讲了一个例子哈，他说：“你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单爱你弟兄，单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？跟一般人哈，就是外邦人有什么长处呢？”他说：“外邦人不也是这样行吗？”
所以 continue say, if you love those who love you, what reward will you get?Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others?
他在这里，他也告诉我们，一个属神的人，一个属天的天国的子民，他的义是跟地上的义是不一样的。
So here is telling us the righteousness of a heavenly citizen is different from the righteousness on the earth.
他让我们看见我们的赏赐也是从天上来的。
So we see that.All our blessings come from heaven.
所以我们应该要追求的赏赐是从哪里来呢？
So what are the blessings we should go after? Where they come from?
主耶稣告诉我们跟税吏的不一样。
Lord Jesus told us it's different from the tax collectors.
也跟外邦人或者是说不信的人不一样。
It's different from the pagans.
他们所求的只是地上的利益。
They are only seeking.
我们应该求的是天上的。
We should seek the things from heaven.
不是属地的物质，不是属地的名誉，不是属地的地位。
Not the earthly positions or reputations.
也不是属地上的赏赔偿报偿。
It's not even the reward of the earthly.
乃是从天上来的。
But come from heaven.
这就是我们所说的积财宝在天上。
This is what we mean by store up treasure in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这个世界上，我们常常会看到很多不公正的事情。
So, brother, sister, we often see things unjust in the world.
这就是所罗门呢，在传道书里面，他就是很疑惑，就是说他不知道为什么世界上会有这些不公正的事情。
This is why Solomon was so puzzled for unjust things in the books of Ecclesiastes.
恶人该受的刑罚，他没有受到。
Some people should suffer punishment that there was none.
反而这些刑罚落在义人的头上。
And yet those punishments fell on the righteous person.
所以我们也会问，为什么？哇，我信了主之后，我还会碰到这些难处。
So sometimes we ask, "Oh God, since I'm a believer, why I still have so much?"
这个人这么好，他为什么碰到这些灾害？
This person is so good, why she has so much afflictions?
他人一直是这么好，为什么他会得癌症？
He's such a good person, why would she suffer cancer?
我们常常会责问神。
We often ask God.
以前这个Tsunami, 印尼的 tsunami 发生的时候
well, during the time of the tsunami,
有很多人就说哇这些好人为什么都会被受到这些灾害
So people say, oh, so many good people, why did they suffer?
弟兄姐妹你们知不知道在那个时候有一个教会他们有人在里面聚会整个教会的人被冲走了
Do you know at that time there was one church?People were there worshiping, and the entire church was swept away.
从来没有人替他们喊冤。
Nobody complained for them.
弟兄姐妹，在你的生命当中，曾经有人和你作对吗？
Has anybody in your life that was against you?
想要夺取你的权利吗？
They want to take away your rights.
想要夺取你的尊严。
Want to rob you of your mag.
想要把你的安全的保障夺走。
They want to take your security by your
想要夺取你的自由。
They want to rob your freedom.
想要夺取你的财物。
They want to rob your wealth.
叫你不能够原谅他。
So make you unable to forgive them.
你想要报复
and you want to repay.
弟兄姐妹你要想想
so we need to think
主耶稣告诉我们说要爱你的仇敌为那逼迫你们的祷告
Lord Jesus told us to love your enemies and pray for the people who persecute you
当你这样子做的时候
when you are doing so
你就是积财宝在天上
you are storing treasure in heaven
你知道主耶稣在十字架上的祷告
You know the prayer on the cross that Jesus made.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
He says, "Father, forsake them, for they do not that what they know."
主耶稣就是在我们的身上投资。
So our Lord Jesus is investing in us.
我们今天才会有这样子的身份地位。
So today we have such a position.
我们才会得救。
We can be saved.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
哎，我们的主，我们谢谢你。
Oh, the Lord who loves us, we thank you.
让我们看见神的义。
You let us see the righteousness of God.
你也让我们能够被称为义。
You can also let us justified by your righteousness.
你让我们今天活在这个世界上，像你活着一样。
So you let us live on this world as the way you lived it.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你是我们的长兄。
You are our elder brother.
你是首生的。
You are the ones who
你是首先从死里复活的。
Is the first resurrected.
我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.